844-499-4463, AT&T Wireless, Mobile One Cell, pound IOD. We got Sundown. Is he on the line right now to do the KISS concert review, which was last night at the Miami Arena? 16,000 people out there, Sundown?
Yeah, the concert was very fierce. KISS has never been better, in my opinion, Phil. With 16,000 fans that were looking at the show.
What are you doing there?
I'm just getting some notes. 16,000, I seen George Rodriguez, who was there at the show, too, is the Neil Rogers producer, was there, and we all lit. He was standing next to me when we was lighting our big lighters.
Oh, when you're doing the concert thing?
Yeah, they came on, and they did an encore, which is one of my favorite KISS songs. I got to find that yet.
When you shuffle the notes, try not to have them near the microphone.
I'm just trying to get. But it was great, man. It was the fiercest show. Smoked a couple of, just a couple of willies. Not too bad. I knew that I had to hold it together, and that's what I was telling myself through the whole concert experience. I says I gotta be on WIOD tomorrow. And I gotta hold it together till then.
For the concert.
Right, for the concert review.
All right. So what was the you mentioned they had a big encore number?
Well, let me just say first off, before I get to that the KISS concert last night, and I have seen KISS personally. I seen them probably of all the times what I've seen them. I've seen them in the neighborhood of, and let's see, I saw them first time.
How many times have you seen them?
I saw them all together.
No. What do you mean? How many times have you gone to see them? To see them. Now I'm talking like you.
I seen them all together, including the first tour, what they does in 1975. See, I seen them back in 1975. And then there were the first time I seen them all together about...
Will you please tell me how many times have you seen them?
All together?
Yes, all together! How many times have you seen the band?
I seen them about four times.
20 years, four times.
All together? But if you was counting last night...
Yeah, I'm counting last night. How many times have you seen it? So there's five times, right?
Yeah, I see it. And I got to tell you, if you'd gone out and seen the KISS band last night, you might chill a bit because you sound to me like you need to have your mind sweetened down a little bit, man.
Okay,
That's just my observation.
I need to have my mind sweetened down, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to the doctor today, so I've got things on my mind.
I don't know. I understand, man. You don't need to yell at me about it, but I'm going to tell you about the show.
I understand that. But when you tell me all together, I've seen them since 1975, and blah, 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 blah. If you're going to do a music review and a report on a concert that took place in the city, just get to the information. Just get to the information. Don't go with the all together and the thing. You
asked me, man. What was the number of time when I seen them?
Okay, so how many times is that? Five, you said.
Oh, total, if you're not counting the New England tour?
What do you mean, am I not counting?
Well, if you count the New England tour, I seen KISS probably 15 times. What?
Okay. All right, so you've seen KISS 15 times.
Yeah.
What was last night the best show?
No doubt about it, man. Last night was the best KISS show that I've seen. They started out, Phil, I want to tell you, man, Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Angus Young, the four members of KISS. This is the fiercest sound what I've seen them put down in the 15 times what I've seen them. At one point, Angus Young did a little crowd surfing, launched himself into the crowd, got carried overhead. At another point in the show, they had smoke bombs, what was going off, and they had a widescreen TV behind the band showing different shots of the band and various water scenes and things like that.
That was part of the visual effects?
Yeah, they had like a big TV, and they had like battle scenes and war and tanks, and then they had shots of the audience, and they had the smoke pods, what was going off. Of the songs, what they did, my favorite is always going to be Lady of Tomorrow. It's a Kiss anthem. Everybody knows it. They went from Lady of Tomorrow into Gas Attack. Then they did Hell Kickin', Heaven Livin', and they concluded that part of the set with Night in Taiwan and Ain't No Tomorrow.
Now, you said they did an encore, right?
Yeah, they did. The encore was probably the highlight of the show. They came out, there was more smoke attacks and more smoke bombs, and they came out and they did a great song called Goon Squad, and then that ended it out.
What is your favorite Kiss song?
Gotta be Goon Squad, man. Gotta be Goon Squad, because they got, in my opinion... you know...
What are you doing right now?
I just sat on something for a minute.
Well, stand up then. Jesus.
No, but at Goon Squad, something that this is my opinion, is the best song.
All right. Let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Angus Young is an AC/DC.
No, man, a lot of people make that mistake. A lot of people make that mistake, man.
I think you're one of them.
No, I'm not, man. Angus Young. What is this guy talking about?
Who is in Kiss?
Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and Angus Young. What are you laughing at?
Well, what are we talking about here?
Because he's got his players wrong.
My players, man? I ain't going to no Panther game, dude. I went to a concert.
Yeah, you need to get your facts straight. Well,
who
the weekend paper.
Well, wait a minute. What are you saying? He's got all of the names of the guys in the band are wrong.
Not all of them, but
which name is wrong?
Angus Young is an AC/DC.
Which how many guys are in the band?
You got four guys.
Well, which guy is in the band that he's not naming?
You got Paul Stanley,
why are you listening to this?
Haley, Peter, Chris, and Gene Simmons.
This guy's wrong, man. Everybody knows from. Get a Kiss fan on the phone, man. Did you go to the show last night?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Well, dude, I mean, I don't know where were you sitting?
I was sitting off to the side.
Yeah, okay, man. I was on the floor, man.
Yeah, you must have been...
I had festival seating.
You must have been floored, I think.
No, man, I had festival seating.
You had festival seating.
Festival?
Festival seating.
Festival seating, yeah.
I was down on the floor, man. We was dancing. I was up moshing near the stage, and Angus Young launched himself into the crowd right over the top of me.
That's incredible. I must have missed it. I must have.
Yeah, well, man, I don't know you, man. I don't mean to, you know, say nothing, but, I mean, you weren't sitting that close to the stage. I was.
All right. Maybe he saw something that you didn't see, sir. I got to take a break. Thank you. 751-524, 1-800-944-9463. We got Sundown on the line, who's giving us the lowdown on last night's Kiss concert at the Miami Arena. Phil Hendry Show, 610 WIOD. Last night's Kiss concert, the members of the band, as I understand, Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and Angus Young, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What was that guy watching?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, you know, I was a little bit closer to the show than what he was, so, you know. But anyway, they had at one point, the reason why I was talking to that guy is Angus Young launched himself into the crowd, and he started to crowd surf a little bit. It was right over the... where what I was standing at. So that's how I know that it was him.
Okay, 751-524, 1-800-944-9463. Your favorite Kiss song is Goon Squad, right?
That's got to be, in my opinion, the best Kiss song what there is.
All right, well, maybe some people have some other opinions on that, okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, man. They did all of the big ones. They did all the jams that I like the best with Gas Attack, Bozo Lies Here, I Love You, and the best one that I'd heard in a while, which is off their brand new album called Morgue, which is the Marley Bird. That's a bad jam.
All right, let's go to a car phone. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
All right. Listen, far be it from me to contradict what Sundown usually says about rock and roll, because I really think he's got the pulse of the especially the younger people today.
Thank you very much.
Pretty figured out. But the last caller, I'm afraid, was right. Angus Young plays for AC/DC. He's Malcolm Young's brother.
No way.
And if you think about it, Sundown, you got too many guitar players and you're missing a drummer. You're missing Peter Criss.
What does Angus Young play?
The guitar.
He plays the guitar. No, Paul Stanley's the drummer, man.
No, Paul Stanley's the singer.
Ace Frehley's the singer. Gene Simmons is a bass player. Angus Young is the guitar player. And Paul,
you remember that big hit Beth that they had a long time ago?
The what?
That big hit Beth.
Yeah, Beth, I hope you're
leaving. Yeah, well, that was Peter Criss's wife, and he sang that song.
Beth?
Beth was Peter Criss's wife.
That's the most embarrassing period of their career.
I agree with you, but I'm just telling you that the song was written about Peter Criss's wife.
The song, he's in the song. Who is the Peter Criss is in the band?
He's the drummer.
Man, I'm telling you, man, if you check last night, how do you know, man? Were you there? Well, dude wasn't even there, man.
All right. 7515. That song, Beth, was...
Yeah, man, that was the worst period of the history of Kiss. Were they doing Beth, I Hope You're Staying Home, or I don't know, man. I sound like some hog broad doing the laundry or something, man. It was not no rock and roll what I know about.
All right. 751-524-1-800-944-9463. So your favorite Kiss tune is Goon Squad.
Either Goon Squad or Night in Taiwan, either one of them.
All right. Let's go to Sunrise. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I was at a concert last night, and I never heard a single song like Goon Squad or Night in Taiwan. Those songs aren't even Kiss songs.
Goon Squad was the encore.
Was not the encore.
How come so many people are calling and they didn't see the same show that you saw?
No, man, I saw...
How come so many people are calling and they didn't see the same show that you saw?
Maybe he was on some of those things that he wrote marble.
I smoked a couple of dupes. I didn't go out of my mind or nothing.
We weren't in your mind entering the building.
I knew what I was on the radio doing, a reporter. You doing that right now?
Was their first number one hit.
It sucked, man. You know that.
It might have sucked, but it was their number one hit.
I don't think so, man.
And those songs that you just rattled off, none of them are Kiss songs.
Now, man, what was this tune they did for the encore?
Detroit Rock City was one of them.
They did not, man. They did Goon Squad.
Goon Squad. You're in a Goon Squad.
You mean to tell me that Goon Squad is not a Kiss song?
It is not a Kiss song.
Who's doing the report on the concert, man? Me or this dude? This dude's a waste of space. I'm telling you that I seen what I seen.
Well, you didn't see what you seen.
I seen Angus Young launch into the crowd, man. You seen that?
I seen Simmons go up to the rafters spitting blood.
Yeah, I seen that too. He went up to the rafters on the wires and stuff. They flew him up there.
Yeah, where was Angus Young when this was happening?
Angus Young's on the stage, man.
He's in Australia.
This dude, man, is far, far away from the earth that I live on. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't know. When I went to the show last night and I went into the arena, first tune out of the... All right, who was the opening act?
The opening act?
They had an opening act, man. It was Death Certificate. It's a local band.
Very well might have been.
A Miami band?
Yeah, it's a Miami band called Death Certificate.
Death Certificate.
This world that you're in, what color is the sky in it?
Yeah, man, once you go outside, see if the sun's up yet. Bet you don't even know. Bet you don't get out of bed till the sun's coming down.
There's a lot of people who are disagreeing with what you're saying. Angus Young, I'm looking now in the Encyclopedia of Rock and Roll. Angus Young is in AC/DC.
No, he's not, man.
I'm looking directly into the... Malcolm Young...
Then the book's got to be wrong, man. It's a misprint.
Oh, get out of here.
It's a misprint, man.
That's not the worst part. Songs he's making up.
Everybody's...
I ain't making up no songs, man. If the people what was there last night, they started out with Gas Attack, right? And then they went to Hell Kick and Heaven Living. Yeah, man. And then they went... What are you laughing at, man?
All right.
Happening to you, man.
Okay. Thanks
Phil,
for talking.
Hang in there, buddy.
Did you enjoy the show last night?
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Did you enjoy Gas Attack?
Yeah, I'm having one right now.
All right, man. Thanks.
Take it easy.
751-524-1-800-9.
What are you laughing at?
No, nobody knows this show that you went to last night. Did I or did I not talk to you on the phone yesterday?
Yeah, you talk.
Just don't talk. Just answer my question. Did I talk to you on a telephone yesterday?
Yeah.
Did I ask you to go to the Kiss show last night and report on it for the show?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Did you go to Miami Arena?
Yeah. And the people you got calling up, man, I know who they are. They're people like this. They like to get on and they like to they crank and they're cranking your show, man. And you're too stupid to even know it, man.
You're telling me that everybody's cranking me right now.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you what I'm telling you, and I went and saw the concert. So what do you want me to do about it? You get a bunch of people calling up. They don't even know what they're looking at.
All right. I mean, I didn't go to the show last night, okay? So I'm going on your word.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now that if there's any Kiss fan out there that don't know Goon Squad, then, man, I don't know what hole you've been living in, because that song's the baddest jam they do, and they close every show with either Goon Squad or Bozo Lies Here.
Bozo Lies Here. That's another...
That's a big tune. Biggest song they do is Goon Squad. Number two is Bozo Lies Here.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. When I was 15, I don't know who I was. When I was 15, I was into the Yardbirds, so what do I know? Here's a car phone. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Phil?
Yeah.
I'm calling because... was he smoking something else? Because
yeah. He's
out of his mind.
Yeah.
He thinks that Angus Young is in Kiss.
Hey,
he's an AC/DC.
Hey, baby.
He's completely wrong.
Hey, baby. First of all, no chick knows nothing about metal.
Oh, no chick knows nothing about metal.
That's
oh, okay,
right,
but you know, you're like the authority, right?
What I'm saying.
You are dreaming. What show did you go see?
Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're bugging because I was at the show and I seen... What am I arguing with a chick about it for, man?
She went to the... Did you go to the show, ma'am?
I was in the skybox area. I didn't get to see all of it, but I work in the arena.
Oh, you work at the arena?
And he's talking.
Wait a minute, man. You're taking a phone call from some chick that's mopping a floor, man?
Oh, okay. Well, but wastoid burner guy is a lot more of an authority than me, right?
Well, okay, I see
how you work.
Well, at least I was watching the show, man. I wasn't cooking up.
Yeah, well, you were moshing a little too hard and got your head slammed against the pit there.
What do you
really think that Angus Young is in Kiss and you think
he passed
over your head? I want to smoke what you were smoking because I don't get things like that in my life.
Hey, man, I'm watching the show and you're cooking up onion rings and you're telling me what happened. Is that it?
Well, I'm not cooking up onion rings. Yeah, I can tell you what's happening.
We need to phone.
But Angus Young was
not in
the sound check.
Hey,
he was
baby.
Not after the sound check.
Hey, baby, we need to fine-tune the picture here a little bit, okay? Let's fine-tune the picture a little bit. I'm watching the show. You're mopping the floor, okay?
We got
a problem here with the overall picture.
Well, Phil, next time you
hold on for a minute. I don't need for you to condescend to my callers.
They're the ones that are calling up with a bunch of crank crap, man.
All right, ma'am, everybody says Angus Young is an AC/DC.
Yes.
The Rock and Roll Encyclopedia is an AC. I should know this because I happen to be an AC/DC fan.
He's confusing Malcolm Young because they're brothers.
Well, who's in the... Malcolm Young's in the band, then. Maybe I got the name.
If you have Angus Young in the band, there would be no drummer. He's forgetting Greer.
No, man. Paul Stanley's the drummer. Oh,
okay.
Crazy.
But you said Paul Stanley plays the drums, right, earlier?
That's right. You're
crazy. Okay. As far as I remember, Paul Stanley sings and plays guitar.
Gene Simmons plays
bass.
Yeah, right.
Playing the guitar and the bass, but there's no drums in any Kiss music, right?
Have you got some fantasy Kiss band that you made up in your mind?
Oh, my God. That's what you said, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, you said that, not me.
You're smoking the same stuff you were smoking last night.
You're putting cheese on nacho chips, and you're telling me where it's at with the metal sound. Forget about it, baby.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, Lisa, what do you do there? Work concession?
No, I work in administration.
Okay,
She's still putting cheese on nacho chips.
All right. I thank you very much for calling, okay?
You're welcome.
It's a lady from administration at the Miami Arena. Don't you think she ought to know?
She's up wearing a blazer, man. She's wearing a pleated skirt, okay? She's wearing a pleated skirt with underwear up to her navel, man. She's like wearing a security badge. And she's telling me, man, I followed Kiss since the first tour, man. I ain't no Johnny come lately on this scene, okay?
All right, hold on. We got Sundown on here. All I wanted was a review of the concert, and I got him. What I got is a mess here is what I got. 751-524 1-800-944-9463-610-WIOD.
If you're like me, Once in a while, the money runs out long before all the monthly bills are paid. Or vacation comes around and there just isn't enough money to pull out of the driveway.
People don't know the song Goon Squad. It's the biggest track on Bone Sandwich, which was like the biggest album they had. Hello, people. You know, I mean, I'm talking about the biggest show closer what they got.
What album is it from?
Bone Sandwich.
Okay, and what's this other one that they were talking about? Night in Taiwan?
Night in Taiwan, man. I mean, they close a lot of shows with that one, too. So I was figuring, Phil, as the show was coming to close, I'm thinking, because I said to my friend, okay, they're going to close with Goon Squad or Night in Taiwan, and they close with, but Night in Taiwan's from Gone to School. That's a big album, too.
All right, so Goon Squad, for those of you who don't know the song, is from the Kiss album Bone Sandwich. And when did that come out?
That's 82, 83. It's a huge, huge tune. Huge, huge tune.
All right. 751-524, 1-800-944-9463. Here is a car phone. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show, and what's this guy's name? Sundown? Is that this fellow's name?
It's Sundown, yeah.
Okay. All right, look, I'm not a Kiss fan. I didn't go to the concert, but I got to tell you, Sundown.
What happened to Sundown, anyway? Is his line there?
I'm here, man.
Are you there, Sundown?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you've been a little on the nasty side with a bunch of people calling in,
well,
trying to correct you on an error. Obviously, you've got a problem acknowledging that maybe once in a while we make mistakes.
Well, maybe you got a problem acknowledging that.
I'll tell you what,
here's
the way I'd like to resolve this.
You know what I'm
Figure
saying?
Figure out what you can lose,
yeah.
And I'll either call in my Amex card number or bring a check down to cover it, because you're wrong.
You're on, dude.
Well, let me tell you,
what do you want to bet on, man?
Hold on,
I don't want to have two people talking at once. Let the gentleman talk, Sundown, then you respond.
Whatever, man.
Thank you. All I'm trying to do is say that, you've got an opinion, that I believe you're wrong about, and you've been a little on the nasty side with people that have been trying to point that out.
The chick calls up, man, and says she's working in an administration office. I'm standing watching the show.
Well, you know, you're watching a bunch of people in makeup. How are you going to identify anybody with those outfits?
Dude, if you've seen Kiss as many times as I know which guy is which.
I've acknowledged I'm not a fan.
Okay.
But I know who Angus Young is.
Gene Simmons is who, then?
Gene Simmons is the vampire. Paul Stanley is the cat. Ace Frehley is the spaceman, and Angus Young is a bear. He's like got a bear face, like a bear.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you saying, sir?
What I'm saying is that Angus Young is the lead guitar player for AC/DC.
He's
the guy that always came out in shorts.
You're high.
I'm high.
Yeah, you're high,
yeah, I'm
man.
High. You sound like Dennis Hopper and an Easy Rider, and I'm high.
You know something, man? If you was at the show, man, I'd even, like, listen to you for a few minutes. You wasn't even there.
I don't need to be to know who Angus Young is.
Okay, what do you want to bet, man?
You name it, buddy. Figure out what you can afford to lose.
You want to go $50?
No problem.
Well, I'll go $1 million if you want, man. I mean, I don't care.
Please, you figure out what you can lose.
$1 million.
No, the guy said figure out what you can lose.
I can't lose, man.
Wow, that's
okay.
It.
And how this dude knows? Do you know any of their songs?
I don't enjoy the group.
Are you an AC/DC fan?
Look, I know who Angus Young is. I gave you a way of resolving it and putting me in my place.
No, but I'm asking you how you know what you say you know. How do you know?
I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. If you'd like to back up your story.
Okay, dude. I'll bet you $50.
No problem. Now,
okay.
How are we going to resolve this? Well,
how are we gonna...
You hold the money, Phil.
I'll hold the money, but how do we figure out who's right?
Well,
I got a rock and roll encyclopedia in front of me from Rolling Stone that says Angus Young is from AC/DC.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's a misprint, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, well, what's so funny, man? I mean, they do it all the time.
You're in denial.
What?
You're in denial, buddy.
Yeah, man. You're in the Mississippi.
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, you know something, man? I was there,
And you admit to having used drugs, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man, I smoked a joint. Wow, I'm using drugs.
Well, all I'm saying, do you think that your head's impaired by that?
Oh, man, get with it, will you? I smoked a barrel, man. Yeah, listen to this, dude. Yeah, right, man, I went insane, man. I wanted to drive my car off a cliff, man.
All right, fine. Wow. What is going to prove to you that you're wrong?
Hey, man, get the program from last night's show, okay? I got it in front of me right now, okay? This dude that I'm talking to on the phone right now, he weren't even mayor. I'm looking at the program. I'm looking at the program. It says Angus Young. This dude wasn't even there, man. That proves it to me. Well, you owe me $50,
did he,
man.
Did he leave ACDC? I mean, you know, you...
Yeah, see, you're already questioning what you're saying.
You say you have the program in front of you.
I'm looking at the program right now, man. I'm looking at the program right now.
Fax it to Phil, and if Phil
fax
is...
Fax it in to me.
I'll be happy to pay you. Okay.
How am I going to get this dude's money?
I'll talk to... off the air, we'll get his phone number,
okay? You know, you'll get the money a lot easier than I might get it from you. You got nothing to worry about with my word.
Man, there's no way I'm going to lose this bet, dude, okay?
And there's no way that you will not get your money.
And I'm just saying, man, you know, I really don't appreciate people that welsh out on bets either, okay?
You know something? That's a presumptuous statement.
That's very presumptuous to say a guy's going to welsh. The man said that he's going to, you know, pay the money.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, when I fax this into you, Phil, and you announce that this dude's going to pay, right?
That's correct.
Is that okay with you, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Is that all right with you?
If you're satisfied with the proof he sent you, Phil, that's good enough.
Right, it's the KISS concert program that you got with you.
Got it right here, man. I'll fax it over.
Fine.
All right.
And now, if you want to put me on
hold
a line...
Hold on, and we'll get Andy to take your phone number.
Terrific.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, to presume a man's going to welsh a bet.
You know, man, I hear your show, if people say this, that, I'll seeing's believing, dude. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, seeing is believing. You want to get off the phone right now and fax me that?
Man, I'll do it right now.
All right, I'll put you on hold, okay?
Fine.
Does he have the number? Get on the line with Sundown after you get on with me, and I don't know if he's still there or not. Let me find if he's still... Sundown? See, he left already. If he may get back on the line or something. What? What do you want?
I need the fax number, man.
I just got on the...
What?
All right, 758-WIOD. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Jeez. All right, 751-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, 1-800-944-9463, outside the 305, AT&T Wireless Mobile One Cell, #IOD. Phil Hendry Show, 610-WIOD. 51-WIOD, Dade, Broward, 524-WIOD, 1-800-944-9463, AT&T Wireless Mobile One Cell, #IOD. We got Sundown on the line. It was the KISS concert last night and is reviewing it. Did you fax that program?
Yeah, I faxed it over.
Andy, when you get that, bring it on in here, okay? When you get that, bring that on in here. Let's go to Miami. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Okay, hey, I want to talk to the retard.
Yeah, okay, man. When's the last time you was talking to yourself? Yeah, the retard, man.
Hey, man, I'm a real KISS fan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but the only one you got right was Ace Frehley.
Yeah, okay, man, whatever you say.
No, really, okay, the only one you got right was Ace Frehley and...
Yeah, and Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley and Angus Young ain't in the band, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, man.
It's Peter Criss.
Yeah, what about Gene Simmons?
Yeah, he's the bass player. He's the demon.
Well, what do you mean the only one I got right was Ace Frehley?
Well, when you were talking about what makeup they had on.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said it's Ace Frehley is the space band.
Right.
I says Gene Simmons is the vampire.
Demon.
What?
Or demon, whatever.
He's a vampire, man. He spits blood, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I says Paul Stanley was like a bear. And Angus, what are you laughing at, man? Yeah, see, here you go, man. People talking about me being stoned. I'm going to tell you something, man. The people what listen to WID are the biggest...
Hey, are you related to Chong?
The biggest rockheads that I know about, man.
Are you related to Chong?
What is the, what is Ace Frehley? Starman or Spaceman?
Spaceman.
Is Vampire. Paul Stanley is...
He's like he's the Starchild.
Starchild. What is Ace Frehley?
Yeah, this dude doesn't even know... What are you talking about, man? Spaceman and Starchild.
And what's Angus Young?
He's from AC/DC.
See, here's another guy.
Yeah, hey, man, did you get my thing?
What thing?
Did you get the program?
Yeah, you bring it in here for a minute.
He probably scratched out all the other names and put in his own name.
I'm going to look at this now, okay? This is the program from last night's shows. Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley.
And Angus Young.
Peter Criss.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. It says it's Angus Young typed in over whiteout.
What?
I said you know exactly what I'm saying. I said you got Angus Young's name typed in over what appears to be whiteout.
Okay, man. You know, I know what this
is. Nice try.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, nice try. I know what this is all about, man. You will do anything, man, to have people like you.
Hey, for your sake, I hope you have that million bucks. The other guy's
paying
serious.
Nothing, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you owe the guy $50 because I will not accept this as proof.
What are you talking? I've got the guy's name.
I will not accept this as proof. It says Angus Young. You whited out whoever name is there, and you typed in Angus Young. Very clumsy, not very professionally done. Don't even go into forging or think about going into forging. You're wrong.
Okay. Hey, Sunset.
No, man, I'm going to say this, okay? You know, you'll do anything, Henry, to make yourself look bitchin' to your audience and to make me look bad. And what you ought to do, man, is you ought to try telling the truth, what, like, Fred Rogers does in the midday show, and you'd be a lot better off.
Hey, Sunset, how old are you?
It's not Fred Rogers, it's Neil Rogers.
Yeah, well, instead of lying about stuff...
No, I'm not lying about anything. You typed in Angus Young's name over Whiteout. So you doctored the thing. You owe the guy $50.
I ain't paying nothing.
You're the guy that was talking about Welshing, weren't you?
Yeah, well, whatever, man. Okay, yeah, fine. I'll pay the guy, okay, man? Does that make you feel better?
Hey, Sunset.
Yeah, what do you want, retard?
where did you get those names, the bone crunching or Bozo Lights here and all that stuff?
Hey, man, all I'm going to say to you, because you're obviously not a Kiss fan, Bone Sandwich is the biggest album they ever had.
Really?
And when did that come out?
82.
Bone Sandwich, and that's where Goon Squad?
Goon Squad's on that. Okay, let me ask you.
What year? What year?
You say you're a Kiss fan?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the best song on Bold Moves?
On what?
Bold Moves.
Oh, come on.
That was the album that came out in 86.
Come on, what are you sniffing?
Get rid of this guy, man. He don't even know what he's saying.
What do you mean, Bold Moves? Is that the name of the album?
Yeah, man.
He's crazy.
Bold, yeah, you're crazy.
All right, listen, I thank you for your call, sir, and you owe that guy $50, okay?
Fine, man, I'll pay him his $50, whatever, because I know what you're running there, man. You're running a please like me. I'm Phil Henry, please like me.
Yeah, but I got you on the show talking about this concert last night. Did I say anything? People are calling up.
Yeah, there are a lot of phone cranks, man, and you please like me, man. So if you call up and diss Sundown, that's cool, man, because he's just one guy, and I'd rather have the audience like me.
Fine, okay? I don't care. Am I saying anything? I'm just saying that I looked in the Rock and Roll Encyclopedia...
And I told you it's a misprint.
Great. If you say to me that Kiss's best album was Bone Sandwich, that's fine. If you tell me that they ended the show with Goon Squad, that's fine. If you say that Night in Taiwan is the biggest song off of Bold Moves, great. It's just that the audience... is telling you that you're nuts.
And none of them went to the show, man. And I noticed that's something that you ain't brought up. None of them went to the show, man, except for that one chick, and she was working upstairs sweeping out a broom closet.
She was in administration, okay? I'll give you that she wasn't seeing the show, but she wasn't doing that, all right? Here is Oakland Park. Hello?
Yeah, what Sundown's saying, I'm with them. I was there in the same section as he was, and he's correct on all accounts.
That's right, man. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. Right. Rock on, man.
All right, here is Miami. Hello.
Hey, Sundown.
Yeah?
You're full of it, bro.
Yeah, right.
I had backstage passes, dude, and I was back there chilling with the whole group.
You got backstage pass? What's the backstage pass look like?
What's the backstage pass look like? It has a big Kiss face on
it. No, it don't, man. No, it don't,
what
man.
What are you talking about, man? I was back there.
I got
it. I paid $250 for it.
You don't pay no money for backstage passes.
Yeah, you do pay money for backstage passes.
No, you don't. You get them from the record company.
No, you don't get them from the record company.
Yeah, you do,
man. You get them from scalpers down here in Florida.
Well, whatever, man, but you don't be paying no money. They don't sell them at no box office.
No, I know they don't sell them at a box office. I had to buy them directly off of a scalper.
So you got a backstage pass from a scalper?
Right, wow. And I went with three friends also.
Yeah? Yeah. Now, when you get a backstage pass, you don't get into the dressing room. What he's talking about is, well, where do you get to go, Sundown?
You get to go around where they serve the food. You can walk around where the equipment is and stuff.
Right. You don't get to go in the dressing room, but still, you get to meet the whole group. That's part of the deal. After the show, they came and they browse and they talk with everyone back there.
Yeah.
They sign autographs and whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something right now, man. You didn't have no backstage pass because it didn't have no Kiss face on it.
I know, man. You were on crack last night.
Yeah,
you weren't even there.
Hey, dude, let me say this.
What kind of LSD were you on?
I work for a radio station, what I'm reporting on, you get the picture, man? I mean, I get access.
What kind of LSD were you on?
Yeah, you wish, man.
What kind of moon drugs were you on?
If I tell you, man, will you recognize the brand name?
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, purple micro dot.
You were on purple haze?
Yeah, you wish, man. Yeah.
You were smoking that Stardust,
huh? Dude, are you a Kiss fan?
Yeah, well, no, not really. I'm kind of a Kiss fan, but I went mainly because one of my friends is a big Kiss fan, and he was able to get us three passes.
Well, what song did they end the concert with?
Rock and Roll Tonight.
Yeah, no way, man.
Yeah,
no, the dude wasn't there, man.
Yeah, I was there. What are you talking about?
What is the Kiss's... What Ace Frehley, what was he wearing around his neck?
Oh, man, you don't even know what the hell anything was. Ace Frehley wasn't wearing nothing around his neck.
Yeah, dude, go sniff some more paint, man, because you are definitely not...
Sniff some paint? You were on the moon dust last night.
Yeah, dude, you wasn't there, because I...
Where did you get that LSD?
Dude, he had a red bandana.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
no,
he did
not.
Man.
What kind of LSD?
I don't know. You were backstage there. I've been backstage in Miami Arena.
Right.
So what does it look like, sir?
It's just a bunch of halls. It's like a big back area, and where we were was just a bunch of halls. There was about three or four halls.
That's right. You kind of go downstairs to it too, right?
Right, but it's a real big.
He's right, Sundown.
It's huge. I mean, we didn't even get to see the whole area back there. We were just in one.
He might have been back there doing a Panther game.
What were you doing last night? Where did you get that LSD from? I want to know.
Were you at a concert last night, or was you at a rodeo, man?
Were you guys at the concert?
You don't even know what you're talking about, man.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I hope you had a good time last night.
I did, so all right.
Terrific, thank you. The other guy's right. You owe him $50, and you owe him an apology because you are very rude.
I'm on talking about a show that I was at. You could ask George Rodriguez. He was there, too. He'd seen it. I stood right next to him, man. When Angus Young launched himself into the crowd, I know what I'm talking about, man.
All right. 751-524. I'm not denying that you know what you're talking about. Just this is very strange that so many people didn't see the same show you saw. 524-WIOD, 1-800-944-9463. Phil Hendry, 610-WIOD. In the group.
The guy on bass is Randy Cranium. Paul Bakey on drums. Andrew Touchett on rhythm guitar. And Sal Giannissimo plays lead guitar.
And they're from Miami, huh?
Yeah, they're like from Kendall.
Death Certificate.
Right.
Because that's somebody else called in during the commercial break, and they said there was no such band.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, man. Whatever you say, man. There was no such band as Death Certificate, and there ain't no such band as Kiss. Does that make you feel better?
No, I'm reporting to you. I asked you to review a concert that a whole lot of people didn't see, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know something, man? A lot of people didn't see what I seen, because first of all, I had really good seats. Most of the people you're talking to were sitting up in the upper bowl section, like that chick that called from the administration office, man. That's way the hell up the very top of the damn stadium. You can't see nothing up there, okay? That's the first thing. Most of them don't even know. And then the other thing, man, they're talking about me being high on drugs. Hey, man, I went into that building last night. You know, okay, I smoked maybe a couple of joints. That whole place, man, and I want to let people know right now, if they had kids what went to the concert last night, that place was full of dope smoke, okay, all through the concert hall. So people talking about me being high, forget about it. And number three, man, most of them people what was at that show last night, they wasn't even born, man, when the first Kiss album come out, okay, which was 1975. And are you trying to tell me I'm going to take some dude's word for it, what is like 17 or whatever, and the dude wasn't even around then, man? You know, so excuse me, but what's wrong with this picture? You know what I'm saying?
All right. I mean, what would you say the average age group of the people there last night was?
Man, they were really young, right? I mean, there was a lot of older people, okay? I'm 35, man. I remember when the first Kiss album come out, I was about 15 or 16, okay, or 14 or 13. I was between 13 and 16, I think.
How old were you?
What year is it?
1996.
I was 14. Well, I'm thinking about what I am now. Anyway, man, when the first album come out, most of the people that was at the show last night, they wasn't even born, dude. And you're going to take the word of some dude that wasn't even born yet, man, going to tell me that Angus Young don't play lead guitar for Kiss? And I've been following this group, man, for over 20 years, dude. Over 20 years, okay? And I know this band real good, okay?
All right, so Bone Sandwich is their best album. Bold Moves was another great album. What's on the album Bold Moves?
They did one song from Bold Moves last night. They did Crater Face, which is kind of a rock and roll anthem. And they also did She's in Love with Us, which is a big song from that. They didn't do Downtime, man. I was hoping they'd do Downtime. They didn't do no Downtime. They did do Goon Squad from Bone Sandwich. They did Gone to School, and they didn't do Gotta Get It, which is probably next to Goon Squad, the best song on that album. I really dig that tune.
What's it called?
Gotta Get It.
Gotta Get It, and that's from Bone Sandwich, huh?
Yeah. That's, in my opinion, man, the best Kiss album what is out today.
All right. Well, Sundown, I want to thank you very much. We've got one more call we'll get to here. West Palm, hello.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say that Sundown is right. I was there last night, and one of the coolest parts of the whole concert was when they passed Angus Young, you know, like body surf
right,
through
he
the crowd.
He dude, he went right over my head, man.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Sundown, do you like the song off of Bold Moves, Underneath the Armpit? Do you like that song?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like the jam in the middle, okay? I like that. They do a nice little, they do some good licks in the middle of that.
What's it called, Under the Armpit?
Underneath the Armpit.
Underneath the Armpit. What album is it on?
Bold Moves, I think.
Bold Moves, yeah.
Yep.
It's a very bad jam, man. It's good, yeah.
Sundown, you're the greatest.
Okay, man, thanks a lot.
No problem.
And then that other guy, he can...